This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. He ruled through brutality and violence, but for more than four decades, Muammar Gaddafi kept Libya's tribal culture somewhat united under a common flag. The iron fist is dead. Whose hand takes the helm now? It's Friday, October 21st. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Truly the morning after, Celeste, in Libya.
Absolutely. And the country's teetering on the balance of vengeance and justice as it tries to lay its path toward peace. The uprising and the search for Gaddafi kept that country united in a common purpose, and we wonder what happens now. But we want to get your reaction to this news. What do you think Gaddafi's death means for Libya and the rest of the Middle East? Do you think it was right for the United States to be involved? Clara on Facebook says, I hope the death of another violent leader means peace and prosperity for the people. Getting rid of a dictator may mean chaos for a while until the people can get their government together, but the world is a better place.
How do you feel about that? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we begin with the top stories this morning. Libyans celebrating the dawn of a new era. Those celebrations there in the city of Misrata, where the body of Muammar Gaddafi has actually been on display. In the end, he died surrounded by rebels he once called rats, his last moments as violent as the uprising that overthrew him. There are some concerns and questions about the precise circumstances of his death, but this morning Libya's new leaders say Gaddafi's burial has been delayed until his death can be examined by an international criminal court. In the coming hours, NATO is expected to declare an end to its campaign in Libya. We'll speak with journalists on the ground about the latest news in just a few moments.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Pakistan today. She'll pressure its leaders to do more about Islamist militants who are operating within its borders.
We should be able to agree that for too long, extremists have been able to operate here in Pakistan and from Pakistani soil.
This morning, the Pakistani government admitted it could do more to prevent militant groups from crossing into Afghanistan to stage attacks. The U.S. and Pakistan agreed to cooperate better to tackle the problem.
For the second time in 10 days, the Senate has rejected a part of President Obama's jobs plan, a bill that would provide $35 billion to state and local governments to prevent layoffs of teachers, police officers, and firefighters. Didn't get the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. Every single Republican voted against it. The White House did score a victory when the Senate voted to reject a Republican effort to prohibit the U.S. from prosecuting foreign terrorist suspects in civilian courts, though.
The latest government numbers show the number of Americans with jobs fell again last year. 50% of U.S. workers earned less than $26,000 in 2010, while the number of people making $1 million or more was up by more than 18%. In Greece, the government gave final approval to another austerity package. That's despite a second day of strikes and violent protests.
Turkey has launched a broad land assault into northern Iraq to attack Kurdish bases, a sharp escalation in the recent fighting there. News Corporation holds its annual shareholders meeting today, and it will be contentious. Investors will vote on the company's board members, including Rupert Murdoch and his sons, but they are expected to be reelected.
The Texas Rangers evened out the World Series one game apiece now with a 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Asian markets are mixed. European indices up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 11,541, the S&P at 1,215, the NASDAQ at 2598. Well, you probably remember him from his role in The Social Network.
You must really hate the Winklevosses.
I don't hate anybody. The Winklevi aren't suing me for intellectual property theft. They are suing me because for the first time in their lives, things didn't work out the way they were supposed to for them.
Jesse Eisenberg, though, is now starring in a new off-Broadway play that he wrote as well called Asuncion. We're going to talk to him later. And we're speaking to the Libyan-American rapper Khaled M. He's been using music to get the word out about the oppression of Libyan people.
But if the people in Egypt and Tunis could do this, decide their fate, then why wouldn't we? More than 40 years, he done brought the nation under occupation. We cannot be waiting, we gonna stop debating.
We're gonna get his reaction to the death of Colonel Gaddafi and his hopes for the future of his country in a half an hour. But we want to get your take as well. Saidu from Sierra Leone commented at our website. He says, Gaddafi was a violent man who slaughtered so many souls, we don't even know how many. Now the Libyan people can be left to exercise their God-given rights. Give us your view, 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can text your comments as well by texting the word TAKE to 69866. We'll get the view from the ground in Libya in a moment. Who's going to heal them? Look up to the clear skies, then down to the ground
with the blood, sweat and the tears. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.